Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Friday sermon on the topic Al-Hijrah al-Nabawiyyah, the prophetic migration. All praise be to Allah who sent his messenger as a mercy unto the worlds and placed in his migration to Medina lessons for those who take admonition. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, confer blessings, salutations, and benedictions on our Master and Prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who follow them in benevolence until the day of reckoning. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. Allah Almighty says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا.
O you believe, fear Allah and speak righteous words. O believers, we ask Allah Most High to bless you on the arrival of the new Hijri year. We ask Allah Almighty to make this new year a year of goodness, prosperity and abundance. A year of blessing, good fortune and growth. At its inception, let us call to mind the migration of the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, the purpose of which was to promulgate the great message of Islam, bolster the foundations of noble and virtuous character, establish worship, devotion and obedience for Allah Most High, desist from prohibitions and renounce disobedience. Whoever desires to understand and comprehend the excellence and virtue of this sublime concept and its aims and purposes, let him preoccupy himself with that which Allah loves and is pleased with. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said,
إِنَّ الْمُهَاجِرَ مَنْ هَجْرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ.
The muhajir, that is, the migrant who leaves his hometown, is the one who leaves all what Allah has forbidden. That is the kind of action whose reward remains and whose excellence continues long after. Indeed, the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, was asked, which hijrah is the best? So he said,
أَن تَهْجُرَ مَا كَرِهَ رَبُّكَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ.
The hijrah of all that which your Lord Almighty detests. That is, the leaving and renunciation of all which your Lord Almighty detests. Included in making hijrah from all what Allah detests and prohibits is making hijrah to noble values, civilized and refined behavior, and virtuous and noble character. For that is what Allah loves and is pleased with. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said,
إِنَّ حَبَّكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَقْرَبَكُمْ مِنِّي فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا.
Indeed, the most beloved among you to me, and the nearest to sit with me on the Day of Judgment, is the best of you in character. O Allah, help us to leave and renounce all what you have prohibited, and increase us in our ability to hold fast to Quranic morals and character traits and noble human values. Guide us all to show obedience to you and obedience to your messenger, Muhammad, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, and obedience to those whom you have ordered us to show obedience to, in accordance with your statement,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ.
O you believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. I utter these words of mine and ask Allah to forgive you and me, so ask His forgiveness, for indeed He is the oft forgiving, most merciful. All praise be to Allah, and blessings and peace be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad. He who performed the blessed hijrah, migration, his family, and all his companions, and upon those who follow them in benevolence until the day of resurrection. O Muslims, truly the Hijrah is extensive in meaning and enormous in scope, for it incorporates in its signification Hijrah, that is, moving to all virtue and good. Some of the learned scholars say that among the meanings of Hijrah is moving from ignorance to knowledge, from forgetfulness to remembrance, from disobedience to obedience, and from inaction to action. So let us strive hard and work diligently, O servants of Allah, towards realizing and actualizing these meanings in our lives and establishing these values in the hearts and minds of our sons and daughters, such that they become accustomed and habituated to performing good deeds and righteous works. For indeed, as stated in the hadith, Al-Khayru Aada, goodness is customary and habitual. Having said this, ask for blessings, peace and salutations to be conferred upon him whom you have been ordered to ask that blessings, peace and salutations be conferred upon him. Allah Most High says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
Indeed, Allah confers blessings upon the Prophet, and his angels ask him to do so. O you who believe, ask Allah to confer blessings upon him and ask Allah to grant him peace. O Allah, confer peace and blessings and salutations upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family, and all of his companions. O Allah, be pleased with the righteously guided caliphs, Abu Bakr, the second of two when they were in the cave, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and the rest of the most noble and honorable companions, and those who follow them in benevolence until the Day of Judgment. O Allah, bless us in our sons and daughters, protect them with your protection, guard them with your protective care, establish them firmly on your religion, and make them a source of strength for society and an asset for our country. O Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, O Allah, protect the UAE, its leadership and its people, its lands and its seas, the earth below and the sky above, from the evil of every evil agent whose forelock you seize. Indeed, you have absolute power over everything. O Allah, make the UAE a country that is safe, serene, peaceful, generous and prosperous, and protect it with your protection, and guard it with your safeguarding, and confer upon it everlasting stability. O Allah, continue to bestow on the UAE your blessings and bounties forevermore, and spread happiness among its people. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputy and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, and the other UAE Sheikhs who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the honorable and loyal martyrs of our nation, and increase their reward, raise their rank in the garden of paradise, and make them intercessors who will intercede on behalf of their families. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, those of them who are living and those of them who have passed on. O servants of Allah, remember Allah is supremely great, and He will remember you, and thank Him for His blessings and bounties, and He will grant you even more. And now establish the prayer.